The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. Hey, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. In fact, you get to submit content right there to the front page of the website, and then other listeners can vote it up or down based on our Reddit-based system. All of it is totally free at freetalklive.com. Now, Johnson, you've got a story, and it's going to tie into a discussion we were having earlier this week about decentralization and how it's sort of it's what's happening. It's the wave of the future, but it's also here now, and technologies like Bitcoin, of course, this amazing decentralized currency, that the decentralization there, it cuts out the middleman in the money world. It cuts out the banks. It cuts out the government. Bitcoin was not created by a government or a bank. It was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, and no one knows who that is. So essentially, the creator isn't even centralized. The code was released to the world, and it has now been taken over by a group of programmers who spans the entire world.
I also like this term, disintermediation, which is used a lot in internet programmers and whatnot and technology circles, which means it's the reduction in the use of intermediaries between producers and consumers.
So like a middleman. I mean, that's another word
for getting
middleman.
Getting rid of the middleman, yeah.
So for instance, if you were to buy software a decade and a half ago, you probably would go to Best Buy.
Right.
Or some other software store and pick a product off of the shelf. You can purchase software easily now directly from companies. There's Steam, which is still an intermediary, but it's more convenient of an intermediary because you don't have to get up from your office chair to acquire new software.
Right, exactly.
Let's jump into this list, though, because other folks are calling in on other topics, and we'll get into that here in a moment. But just let's just jump in here in the 21 technologies that are decentralizing the world.
Okay, so one of those is Open Garden.
Oh, yeah, we know this. We know
this. See, most of them we're going to know. We're going to know, but it's really
our listeners may
put them
not.
All together.
Our listeners
definitely may not.
We actually had Paige from Open Garden on the show, right?
Paige Peterson, yep.
A lot of these technologies have been talked about on Free Talk Live in the past, and you can probably
find it. Because we're that hip.
Exactly, we are that hip. But
what's
it's
the source
nice
on this? I'm sorry if you already said it. What's the source?
Shareable.net.
Okay.
Open Garden, is a product of the Open Garden Foundation, provides mesh networking through an app that creates a wireless mesh network, enabling everyone to have faster downloads and stronger and cheaper connectivity. It's essentially something that you install on your computer or your phone and creates a direct connection to make a mesh network. What a mesh network is it's like... if you've ever used the ad hoc network setting, if you have a laptop, it connects directly to other computers, and then those kind of create their own, like, sort of like local internet, and maybe one connects to the internet, and then everybody kind of goes through that one person. But
the Open Garden can have multiple connections to the internet.
Right.
And multiple people using
And multiple connections with people to each other. So everybody's kind of getting access.
My big objection to Open Garden, the number one thing that came to my mind was, well, what if you've got limitations on your internet access?
Right.
Then that's a problem, right? Because then if I share, like, for instance, I got a Walmart Straight Talk phone. And it's unlimited asterisk.
Right.
And then, you know, the asterisk means it's unlimited, but we're going to throttle your connection, meaning slow it down dramatically after you go past 2.5 gigs per month.
Right.
Now, I don't normally go anywhere near that. I mean, even when I had Verizon, I wasn't doing more than a gig a month unless it was at Porkfest or something like that. And even then, I still wouldn't get up to 2 gigs. But if I start just openly sharing my connection with anybody who wants to hop on, is there any way with Open Garden, you know, to block YouTube or something like that? Like, if I could stop people from using bandwidth hog kind of websites, then maybe I'd consider doing Open Garden. But otherwise, I'm not going to let anybody on my internet connection.
Right.
I pay for that stuff.
Right. So maybe they'll build some sort of that functionality into it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they have or they haven't. It's been a couple of years since we talked to her. She was at Porkfest, though, this year.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I saw her at the big gay dance party. Let's go. We'll continue the other 20 of these here in a moment. Decentralizing technologies. But we've got Brian. He's on the line in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys. So I want to call in about Burger King real quickly. And actually, I had a totally separate question as well. But I want to disagree with the premise that anybody is actually going to Burger King. Because, I mean, I mean, have you once in your life ever heard anybody say, hey, I just went to Burger King the other day, and, man, it was delicious. I mean,
whoever says that about fast food? I mean, whoever says that about fast food?
Right.
McDonald's and the French fries?
Really? So you rave about McDonald's and French fries?
Back in the day when they were done in lard, but they're done in vegetable oil now.
I'd say Burger King's burgers are way better than McDonald's burgers.
That much is true.
I don't think I've ever had a meal that I really genuinely enjoyed from Burger King. But
given the choice, I would pick Burger King over McDonald's in a heartbeat.
I enjoy a nice flame-grilled Whopper.
I'm not the average person. I know that Burger King went out of business.
When was the last time you've been to Burger King, Mister? I would prefer to go there over McDonald's.
During Keenvention.
Okay, so you have been there in the last year. Because I haven't. Yeah.
It was
there's no
first
Burger
time.
King here. It closed. Well,
It was the first time since you moved here, which has been 8 years.
Correct. So going there during Keenvention.
You
was
have
the
been
first
to Burger King one time in a decade.
Sure, but how many times have you been to McDonald's? In the same
zero.
Decade. Yeah, so.
No, he's gone to McDonald's with me.
Not in Keene.
I mean, there's been times it's like, come on, man, where do you want to eat? I don't know, where do you want to eat? Let's go to McDonald's, it's right here. You know, coming back from some
event. Yeah, but that's only if I'm going to get like a breakfast food or something like that. I don't remember. I think I might have had a McDonald's burger when I was a kid, and that's the last time.
I think the last time I had BK was when I went to college at Northeastern in Boston. I used to have a BK in the student center. That was probably the last time. So I'm in my late 30s now, and so it's been a long time. But yeah, so I
somebody's going, right? Like whether or not people are raving about it, they've got over 15,000 stores or something crazy like that, and that's not counting the Tim Hortons. So clearly, somebody's going to Burger King.
Somebody's going, yeah, but also to hear the other news this week about the fact that McDonald's is losing money. McDonald's is actually kind of hurting right now, and I would argue it's because, well, they were saying that the main reason is because of the upper scale sort of fast food restaurants like Chipotle, as well as like Five Guys. So it's sort of the taste of the consumer is kind of switching away from these kind of very fast food burger joints for something that's a bit higher quality.
Well, the counter argument to that, by the way, is McDonald's sunk a great deal of money into R&D and then rolling out these
salads.
The high-end burgers. They got like an Angus mushroom and Swiss burger or something like that. And that, that in fact, they would have been in the black if it hadn't have been for those things. So it may be the fact that McDonald's was trying to get out of its niche and trying to, chase what they perceive as changing customer taste.
I want to give everyone here an amazing tip. Right? I want you to go to YouTube when you get the chance and look up America's Test Kitchen Grind Meat. Those are your keywords that you need to look this up. You'll get a video tutorial from this. It's a PBS show.
What, to how to add pink slime to your burger?
No, it's a PBS cooking show that's a fantastic show. They kind of really get into the science of cooking, and I've kind of become addicted to this show over time. And this tutorial explains how you can use a food processor at home. If you have a food processor and you slightly freeze, like you get a steak, you cut it into little chunks, you slightly freeze it, and then you can use your food processor to fresh grind the meat. So you don't need a really expensive meat grinder to grind your own hamburger meat at home. You can just use a basic food processor and make like the absolute best hamburgers you've ever had. Because you're fresh grinding the meat.
This show is called what?
America's Test Kitchen.
Brian, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, and actually, this is on a totally different topic. The first time I ever heard about the Free State Project, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody with the Free State Project was interviewed on the Neil Bortz radio show. He's now retired, so he's not a competitor with you guys. And he was on in the morning anyway. But anyway, he's a libertarian. And so that was the first time I heard about it. And now I live in New Hampshire. I had signed up for the Free State Project a long time ago. I just moved here about a year and a half ago. Bought a condo. very happy to be in New Hampshire. Thrilled to be in a state where my vote counts, unlike back in Massachusetts, where I used to live. And my question is, I have now lost my job that I had in Massachusetts when I was commuting over the border every day. Looking for a job in New Hampshire. I don't want to pay any more Massachusetts state income tax. I've done enough of that my whole life. Are there any resources out there for libertarians?
Yes, there are. There's like a Free State Project job board on the Free State Project's website, and there may be a couple Facebook groups. More coming up. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 27th, 2014, gold opened at $1,285.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,332.51, $666.26 for a half ounce, or $333.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,332.51, $666.26, and $333.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget about expresscoin.com. When you're ready to get some bitcoins or even Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, they're now all available through expresscoin.com. We talked about Bitcoin being an amazing decentralizing technology. I would suspect it appears on the list of 21 decentralizing technologies that Johnson will be sharing with us here throughout the hour. When we get to it, Bitcoin's an amazing technology, and when you're ready to jump in, ExpressCoin can make it happen for you, and they can do it for free. Normally, when you transfer money from one form into another, one currency into another currency, there's a transfer fee involved.
Normally, when you do business with a business, you will pay for the business you're doing.
In the case of ExpressCoin, they do have a transfer fee for transactions above $40, but up to $40... you can use coupon code FTL to have no fee on your transfer. Go to, again, expresscoin.com. Use money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit. And you can now do it from Canada. Again, expresscoin.com. Use code FTL to get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no fee. And if you go over $40, it's only a 3% fee, which is still really a great deal, probably the best deal you'll find online. Now, we did have a guy on. He dropped off during the break there from somewhere in New Hampshire. And he was saying he moved here. He's just lost his job in Boston. And he doesn't want to keep working in Massachusetts. He moved here because of the Free State Project, which is the idea of liberty-oriented people like the three of us here in the studio, people who love the ideas of freedom, bringing all, you know, as many of us as possible to New Hampshire. Obviously, not all people are going to move to New Hampshire. But if enough of us do, then we'll have an impact. We'll be able to actually have more freedom in our lifetime. That's the idea here. And the Free State Project has some online forums. There's the Free State Project forum on their website at freestateproject.org. There's a forum there. Actually, you can go to forum.freestateproject.org. Some people actually still go to that forum. And so there's a jobs area there. But there's also the FSP Job Alert group on Facebook, which has over 2,000 members. And whenever people hear of jobs in New Hampshire, they post them there to that group. So that might be another good resource for you. Those are the two I know of off the top of my head. There's probably more than that. Of course, Craigslist and things like that. Let's go to John, listening in Carson City, Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's on your mind,
I think you made some perfectly fair criticisms of the Christians trying to shut down the Satanists. But I was wondering if you found anything in the behavior of the Satanists that was worthy of criticism.
Okay, just a recap for our new listeners, people just tuning in. There's an alleged satanic group, which I don't believe is actually a satanic group. They appear to be worshiping Angra Mainyu, which is a concept that came before Satan, before the whole Christian doctrine. But anyway, all I know about their behavior is they want to rent government property. They want to rent a civic center in Oklahoma City. The Civic Center has approved the rental because they're a government-run property and they have to allow anybody to rent the place. I don't know if they've done anything illegal or anything wrong or anything like that, so I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Well, they did want to desecrate a consecrated host, which the Catholics take to be the body and blood of Christ. Do you think that comes from a spontaneous religious evolution, or, I mean, to me, it seems like a gratuitous insult.
Yeah, I was.
Of course, it's an insult. That's what a black mass is supposed to be. It's supposed to be the inverse.
It's supposed to be an insult?
Oh, absolutely. The black mass is basically kind of the inverse of a Catholic mass. They're supposed to be desecrating things that are sacred to Catholics.
Desecration kind of sounds like an insult.
Yeah.
I mean, so, consecration, desecration.
It's not, that's what they want to do. That's their thing, and they should be able to do it. The only issue was there was apparently an alleged stolen consecrated whatever it is.
This is interesting, right? Like, so this is a kind of a contract law dispute. When the priest hands over the host, the body of Christ, the little cracker to you, there is an implied contract, I guess, that you are going to take this and eat of it and, be religious and stuff. And instead, you take it, you slide it into your pocket, you wander out, and then you desecrate it, whatever that might mean to do to it. That I'd say that you are, you know, to some extent, you're violating a contract that was, you know, in place, an implied contract.
Yeah, so I don't know if I agree with you there. If somebody gives you a piece of bread, you don't want to eat it.
Yours to do with as you please. You know, if you don't want people desecrating your bread, you shouldn't be handing it out.
But we don't really know what they meant when they said a stolen consecrated host. We don't really know how it was stolen or the circumstances around that.
I think that that's exactly how it was stolen.
Yeah, I think so,
John.
I think so, too. But, well, you know, I agree with Ian that, of course, they should be allowed to do it. And, of course, it's wrong to try to stop them. But if this were a case of, say bigots who had discriminated against another group, then I would also say, well, of course they should be able to do it. But I think you guys on Free Talk Live would be having a very different conversation, and you would find things to criticize in the bigotry. So here you take what you admit to be, you know, an intended insult, but you find nothing to criticize in that.
I guess you didn't hear the whole dialogue where we were calling it juvenile, or at least I was anyway.
Yeah, I think he was using terms.
And I hate religion. I am bigoted. I say it right up front. I'm very open about the fact that I'm very bigoted against religion, and yet I was the one with the strongest criticisms and called it juvenile.
Well, I said trolling behavior more than at least a half a dozen times.
Well, I don't find this as near as offensive. I don't think it's as bad of an offense for someone to essentially poo-poo on another person's religion versus attacking another person because of, let's say, you know, the place they were born or some sort of color of their skin, for instance. I think
attacking, just not serving them in your business, is that an attack?
Nope, I would not say that.
I wouldn't say it is. I did point out that I think that this all comes down to the tragedy of the commons. I didn't use that terminology, but I pointed out that the this place, wherever it is, this civic auditorium thing, is, it's public property, and because it's public property, or at least it was publicly funded, that means that everybody's got to have their rights there, which the converse of that means that if it's not a public property, you should be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah. I guess my point was that you guys have sympathy, have a great deal of sympathy for certain groups, very little sympathy for organized religious groups, and so therefore, when they're the object of insult, you really don't have that much to say about it. Now, yeah, okay, it's been called juvenile and trolling.
Would you be calling us if this article had been about the KKK and we didn't have sympathy for them?
What if it was about the KKK and you didn't,
and we weren't having sympathy for them? Would you be calling us and be like, "Well, you guys didn't have sympathy for the KKK. Hey, you're obviously biased."
Well, I'm not following that.
Well,
I think that's my choice, isn't it?
I think we would probably we have supported Christians that get on the wrong side of the law on this one. It's when people want to use the law in their favor that we tend to go after them. I think you're right.
Unless
we tend to be
members of the groups that you favor, and then in which case it's
not all ideas are equally valid.
Hang on, we'll come back with more about this in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, where you can hook up with a free pound of coffee.
That's right. You can go get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. And it's not just any coffee. It's 100% organic, shade-grown, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's BuzzBox coffee, and it's delicious. I drink BuzzBox every day. I just finished them up just a moment ago. And BuzzBox, what we're able to do is we're able to give about 5% of your purchase prices going to charity, which I think is really a great option. So you get the coffee that you're going to drink coffee every day, and you're drinking it all the time. Why not just sign up for a subscription, get new, better coffee, and now your coffee is going to go to help people in the process. So rather than giving them a handout, it's a hand up with a microloan. I think it's a great option. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. John is in Carson City, Nevada, and it sounds like he's trying to call us out here for some level of inconsistency. And, John, if you don't mind, can you sort of recap the point you were trying to make in the last segment for people just tuning in?
Sure. I think that you guys have a different take on an issue depending on your sympathy with the group. If it's a group that you're sympathetic with that is wielding the state against someone else, then that gets downplayed and you spend most of your time talking about how to, you know, how you would deal with the bigot in a free society or, you know, how it should be done properly. But if it's a group you're not sympathetic with, like in this case, organized religion or the Catholics, then you spend almost the entire time talking about, you know, how terrible it is that they're wielding the state against somebody.
Well, I'd like to point out we've been talking about Stefan Molyneux over the past few days, several days,
I know,
on Free Talk Live.
Criticism of him
he's
than of
definitely him. He's definitely somebody with whom I'm sympathetic. I mean, I agree with a lot of things that he says. Yet we've been highly critical of him, his use of the state. So I don't agree with your assessment.
I don't either. I think it's funny. I think you're projecting a lot here because you're completely ignoring, for example, Ian very specifically mocked the fact that this, you know, whether or not they're Satanists or not, but a supposedly Satanist group for using a state facility. I mean, he mocked them for the fact that they're using this, you know, government recreation hall.
You did.
You mocked him. I mean, you said, you know, the fact that they're actually using that or making use of that particular facility.
Right.
I don't think I disagree entirely with your point that we do tend to take sides here on Free Talk Live. However, what we tend to do is take the side of the person who has the least amount of power. Not the one that's going to win, but the one that has the least amount of power. And in this case, it is the trolling, pretend Satanist people who are being attacked by several major religions. And those religions, they don't need anybody rooting for them. They've got plenty of lockstep, mind-numb, mouth-breathing morons that will step in and root for them. But in a free society, it's my opinion you should root for the little guy, because when you root for the little guy, you're rooting for yourself, and because you are the little guy when it comes to government and when it comes to organized religion. That's,
well,
I guess, where we generally do.
He's always the guy who the gun is pointed at, you know. I mean,
in this case, the gun is
the barrel of the gun. You're the little guy.
I'm going to lampoon and mock anybody who's using the state to try to control peaceful others. In a lot of cases, we see that with the Christians. Now, if the Christians are being attacked, I'm going to defend them. I'll defend their right to have themselves whatever kind of mass or ceremony that they want to have. It's just that they're on the attack in this particular case.
So if these Satanists had been doing, say, rituals to insult women, and there were women who were trying to get the state to intervene to stop this, you'd be mocking them? That really doesn't sound like you so much, Ian.
I think we'd have to.
Well, it's not exactly what you guys do.
Okay. Well, thanks for the observations, John. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that last point that he
brought up. I don't either. I mean, I don't support mocking women at all.
I'd mock women if they were trying to use the power of the state, the women that are trying to use the power of the state.
But I wouldn't support the Satanists in their mocking of the women, but I support their right to do it if that's what they were doing. Which is, he was just speculating they weren't doing
right.
I think
it very well may be, actually. I mean, I'm sure some people would actually consider this black ritual. Supposedly, there's probably going to be a very sexual and, quality to this black ritual, according to...
Within the government's guidelines, they're going to have to tone down the black mass. In order.
Sure, maybe.
They're not going to be able to have open sex there. There's no nudity
rule,
and, they can't actually sacrifice a goat because you can't kill animals.
Right.
So, all of the classic...
But they're probably going to push the limits to as far as they possibly
sure will,
can.
Yeah. Well,
right? And some people could interpret that as degrading to women. So they may very well be degrading to women in this ceremony. So this could be much more of a literal analogy than he... initially thought, and yet still it doesn't really change what we were saying at all, because again, free speech.
Well,
bad stuff that needs to be defended.
I think that John is saying something to the effect of, look, Free Talk Live tends to take the easy cases. We'll defend the gay guys against the straight people, the women against the men, the black people against the white people.
I'm sorry, as soon as you said that, I was just thinking low-hanging fruit? Is that what you're trying to say?
That kind of thing. However, I would like to point out that, first we say that gay people should be able to get married. John's made some great arguments on why they shouldn't. But the other point is that we've defended the Christians that don't want to make cakes for the gays. So mm-hmm. we've taken up the other side.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think that there's a little bit, a tinge, like 51%, that we tend to lean that way. And he's ferreted it out. But I don't think that we're bad about it. I think we're pretty good about seeing where we're bad.
If the Christians were out there doing good trolling, I'd be giving them props.
I'm sorry. I'm a strong proponent of the fact that not all ideas are equally valid. It's just, you don't need to give equal time to stupidity. I'm sorry. You just don't. Certain things are not worth your time and effort focusing on them. As soon as you find out that someone's a rabid collectivist or something, you can start to disregard that person because you don't need to necessarily consider their ideas. You can start to just move on and consider other things and spend your time focusing on more enlightening and educational topics
like the 21 technology that will be decentralizing the world. Let's go on. Is this in any order whatsoever? Is going from 21 to 1?
It's just 1 to 21. I mean, they do have them numbered. I don't know if it's important.
Okay.
They had the Open Garden as number 1. Number 2 is very similar. The Commotion Router, which is a software that allows you to install on your router to, again, build mesh networks.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's the second one. Twister is the third
Love
one.
Love that game. Classic.
Yes. But Twister is not the game that you're talking about. It's actually a website that is like Twitter. But Twister is a peer-to-peer alternative social network operating on a decentralized framework designed in a way that prevents other users from...
Peer-to-peer social network.
Operating on a decentralized framework.
Okay.
Designed in a way that prevents others from knowing too much about your whereabouts and online habits. So it's kind of like a private version of Twitter.
Twister.
Twitter knows people can find out your whereabouts and your habits based on Twitter?
Yeah, sure. Especially if you share them.
Well, don't. Facebook has this kind of a checking in thing so that if you feel like stalking somebody and perhaps robbing them for their wallet
Twitter,
you'll know where they are on a pretty regular basis. Yeah.
Twitter does track IPs, and if you're the government, you can certainly find out a lot more about people. So maybe Twister is built in a secure way behind the scenes so that people like the NSA can't track your location. I don't know. Again, I don't know enough about all of these. I have heard lots about each individual one, and, it's worth talking about.
Indeed.
All right, what number are we coming up to?
We're coming up to number four, which is The Edison.
I don't know what that is. We'll find out in moments. The Edison, a decentralizing technology of 21 decentralizing technologies. Johnson is sharing with us as we will continue here in moments. And, of course, if you've got comments, you're welcome to join us here toll-free. 855-453 is the number. That number brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but there's enough time for you if you dial in right now. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We are going through the 21 technologies that will decentralize the world, and I say more power to them. Let's see that happen, because the more power that can be taken out of the hands of those who have centralized it over many hundreds of years, the better off all of us will be. And so we're going to continue with that list. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Something else that has been an amazing technology, of course, has been Tor, the Onion Router, as it's called. This is an anonymizing system that... Well, it's an ostensibly an anonymizing system. There have been some security issues recently that cropped up over the last several weeks that are allegedly restored or fixed. But anyway, the Tor network has allowed for websites like the Silk Road to exist. And the Silk Road is an underground, basically a drug marketplace, although there's some legal items and other categories like fake IDs, things like that that are sold on the Silk Road. Silk Road was taken down in 2013. It's back now, Silk Road version 2.0. But they're also going after the federal government. It's going after the people they allege to be the operators of the Silk Road. One of them, Ross Ulbricht, has been getting most of the press attention. You can help him out at freeross.org. But he's been getting a lot of attention in the press compared to Andrew Jones. And Andrew Michael Jones is one of the alleged operators of the Silk Road, one of basically three head administrators. So Dread Pirate Roberts, Inigo, and Libertas were all the names of the three head people over at Silk Road, and the federal government has had all three, or the men they allege to be those three, arrested. And Andrew Jones was alleged to be Inigo. He is also a Free State Project participant. So if you want to get behind this guy, he's currently actually out on $1 million bond, waiting trial later on this year, and he and his family need as much help as they possibly could. His parents put up their house and both of their retirement incomes in order to secure that $1 million bond.
Yeah, just to get it out on bond.
Exactly. So they need some help paying for their attorney. And you can help them by going to drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. I met Drew. I met his girlfriend when they came here to visit in 2012, and they were very nice folks. And that's why they reached out to me, because we'd actually had some personal contact in the past to help them with this fundraising. drewsdefense.org. All right, so our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Johnson, you're on a list of 21 decentralizing technologies. The source of the article was what again?
Shareable.net.
All right, let's keep going.
So the future of devices is micro and wearable. Intel announced this SD-sized computer in January, and bloggers are already talking about it.
What's it called? What's an SD-sized computer?
So the name of it is the Intel Edison.
Edison.
And what it is it's a computer the size of an SD card. That's about the size of a postage stamp.
Yep, that's pretty small.
It's a full working computer. It's the whole board. It's everything on an SD card. And so essentially the potential for this is, you know, all these devices like the Fitbits, the smartwatches, the maybe your camera, other things, essentially being able to replace and upgrade the whole thing by just taking out the entire computer processing part of
And
just replacing it with a new entire working computer. Or, you know, maybe making other devices smarter by, you know, adding a computer to them, essentially.
Google's doing something like this, right, where they have a phone that's essentially kind of a decentralized phone where you can, like, swap out the processor or swap out the graphics
Project
chip
Aria,
or something.
I think is the name of that. Yeah. I don't know. You know, yeah, it's very cool. It's essentially like componenting. It's making it so that you can build phones like you can computers with parts. Number five is BitCloud, which is only a concept for now, but it's basically a proposal to replace the entire internet with a decentralized system, I assume, based on Bit technology.
Isn't
like
Bitcoin? Is it MadeSafe? Is that the one that's doing the same thing?
Maybe. There's also the Pirate browser released by Pirate Bay. They're trying to do their own thing.
But
it was based on four networks. I don't know how well that's going now.
The idea is to make an internet that can't be controlled by governments, because currently you've got, I mean, essentially
everything is centralized in the domain name registry system.
I can.
Yep.
Which, of course, Namecoin is a workaround for that. That's I don't know if that's on the list.
Well, it is. Let's keep going.
And the internet was basically the old DARPANET, so I'm supposed to believe that one of the most nefarious organizations in the world, DARPA, has somehow let loose of this, the most powerful technology created in the last couple of decades.
Oh, I believe that. Governments are, in a lot of cases, pretty incompetent.
Could be.
Go ahead, Johnson. Let's keep going.
The number six is the Internet of Things, and this is a big one. So the number of things that will be connected to the Internet of Things is about to explode, reports Business Insider. The smartification of formerly dumb objects like parking meters, home thermostats, appliances, and automobiles is set to rival.
They're going to have refrigerators that are connected to the Internet. Right
exactly.
Where
everything.
Like, the refrigerator will know that you're running low on milk, and they'll place an order at the grocery store.
Right, exactly.
Could potentially do something like that, yes.
Yep. So certainly this type of thing is going to explode, and there's going to be a huge markets for this stuff. Tons of money is going to be flying around. And, you know, interesting solutions for all this stuff. You know, like, what are they going to be able to do?
I love the idea of being able to. I don't know if I want my refrigerator ordering for me, but I do like the idea of being able to order things and then going to pick them up from the grocery store. Because the biggest time waster at the grocery store is the actual shopping.
Well, there's also, like, Amazon stuff. The shopping from Amazon where you can get the groceries. They're trying to do that service now.
That's true.
You know, and
they're not doing fresh meat, though, yet.
Well, hopefully once they start being able to deliver stuff by drone, who knows? You know, maybe you'll get a meat package by drone or something like that.
FAA is firmly standing in the way of any kind of drone delivery at the moment. Moving on.
Well, next one, Wonderbar.
Wonderbar
is a starter kit for developers, hackers, and makers looking to test out ideas and contribute to the Internet of Things. Created by European startup Relayer, the kit will include six modules with sensors for temperature, distance, light, color, humidity, a gyroscope, an accelerometer, an infrared remote control, a Grove connector. I don't even know what that is.
You remember those little Radio Shack kits that you'd get back in the day where you could, like, wire them up in different ways, and one of them would turn a little light bulb on, the other one would be a little two-way radio.
That's gotten much more advanced now with Arduino and all these, like, basically home electronics kits. I mean, there's these microprocessor kits that you can get now that you can do a lot with.
But is this in the same category?
Yes, definitely. And this is like all the sensors and stuff for working with that. And I'm surprised that they didn't mention Arduino and Raspberry Pi here, because it seems like it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, Raspberry Pi is huge.
Yep. So apparently there's another thing, number 8, the wireless registry. In the Internet of Things, each thing will need an address and a name, just like regular computers and mobile devices. While the regular Internet associates URLs with IP addresses via the DNS system, the wireless registry associates service set identifiers, that's an SSID if you've ever connected to a wireless network, that's like the name of the wireless network, with 32-character names that convey the user's identity in the wireless world. So apparently they're going to have like a registry of SSIDs for wireless devices if you wanted to do that. It's just sort of like a URL for an SSID.
I'm confused. Are you saying that...
Why do I want that?
Right. Why would I want to register LRN.FM as my SSID?
Well, if everything is wireless as part of a mesh network, then you would be able to connect to that device from anywhere as long as you're connected to the mesh.
I see.
Interesting.
Okay.
So the Internet becomes completely ubiquitous. I think. I'm not sure. I'm guessing. So I'm just reading these because I think they're all really interesting technologies, and they're all kind of together, and I don't know a lot about them.
What's the next number?
The next one is number 9,
all right.
And it's .bit, which is Namecoin.
Namecoin, and I can explain this one. So it's basically Bitcoin. It's a kind of an imitator, an altcoin, if you will, of Bitcoin. But the thing that Namecoin does differently, and that I think what makes it unique from the hundreds of other altcoins out there, is that Namecoin is... in its essence, a decentralized DNS system. Now, DNS is the Internet Lookup Service, basically. Mm-hmm. When you type in freetalklive.com, your computer contacts your local Internet Service
it's
providers.
It's like how
DNS.
Your phone saves your family's names as opposed to their phone numbers.
Sure, but essentially it's a quick lookup. You don't notice it. It's happening within a fraction of a second after you hit the Enter key on your keyboard after punching in a URL. The DNS system gives your computer the actual IP address of the server you're trying to connect to. But that IP address and that whole DNS system comes from this centralized ICANN group that we talked about previously, which is an easy-to-target group by the government. And, you know, the government, of course, has gone to ICANN multiple times and has said, well, hand over this URL, and this URL. And then you see the government page comes up and you go to one of these sites like, we've taken this URL, and the FBI logo. And that's how they do it, because there's centralized DNS and .bit through the Namecoin system allows for decentralized DNS, meaning that they can't be shut down by government.
Because this is really important. A website doesn't actually get taken down by the government. When you see that the Homeland Security has swooped in and done something, when you've seen that the picture, they don't actually get taken down. They're just rerouted to that page. Their website is. So if you know the little numbers that go to a website, and I don't know what Free Talk Lives are, but I know we have them, then you can get around that stuff.
Well, number 10 is Bitcoin. And so that means that there's 11 more that are worth looking at.
Yeah, they're on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks, gentlemen. Good show. Toll-free number, we'll give you that tomorrow, and we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.